For the information of the members of the church, the First Presidency has issued the following statistical report concerning the growth and status of the church as of 31 December 1984. Church units, number of stakes, 1,507. Number of districts, 353. Number of missions, 180. Number of wards, 9,723. Number of branches and stakes, 2,697. Number of branches and missions, 2,043. Number of sovereign countries with organized wards or branches, 96. Number of territories, colonies, and possessions with organized wards or branches, 18. Church membership, total membership at the close of 1984, 5,650,000. Church growth during 1984, increase in children of record, 98,000. Children of record baptized, 69,000. Converts baptized, 192,983. Priesthood, deacons, 240,000. Teachers, 178,000. Priests, 356,000. Elders, 465,000. 70s, 33,000. And high priest, 198,000. Full-time missionaries, 27,655. Genealogical data, names cleared in 1984 for temple endowments, 6,328,870. Temples, number of endowments performed during 1984, for the living, 53,998. For the dead, 4,395,424. Temples in operation, 31. Temples planned or under construction, 15. Temples closed during the year for renovation, 1. 6 temples were dedicated in 1984, and 7 are planned to be dedicated in 1985. Church school system, total enrollment during 1983-84 school year. Seminaries and institutes, including special programs, 322,802. Church schools, colleges, and continuing education, 440,502. Welfare services, persons assisted by LDS Social Services, 84,069. Persons placed in gainful employment, 26,116. Man days of labor donated to welfare services, 277,754. Bishop's orders from storehouses, 345,498. Prominent members who have passed away since last April, Elder G. Homer Durham, a member of the presidency of the First Quorum of the 70, who is church historian and recorder. Ethel D. Stapley, widow of Elder Delbert L. Stapley, a member of the Council of the 12 Apostles. Neil D. Scherer, former general president of the Young Men Organization. And Emily Higgs Bennett, former counselor in the YWMIA presidency.